Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, today is a great show. We talked about what our kids are being for Halloween. We talked about the crazy Aunt Becky scandal. We talked about how great Sadie's doing at basketball. But first,
let's talk ADT.
Yeah, this show is brought to you by ADT. And
we love ADT.
Okay. I have ADT. I have ADT. I depend on ADT to protect my home.
Yes.
I set my ADT every night to stay so that you can walk around the house and the alarm won't go off. But
that's
that
right.
If anybody tries to get in any door or window, it's going to go off. You know what I love about ADT? How they have a special code.
Yes.
That if, let's say, an intruder comes in and makes you turn off your alarm, you can just do a certain code that will actually call the police.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You see,
and the intruder doesn't know. They don't know what your code is.
That's how smart ADT is, okay? So they got 24/7 monitoring by a trusted name. They've been around forever. They have 18,000 employees safeguarding them with connections to first responders. You get the nation's number one smart home security provider.
Yeah, so, and you love the carbon monoxide and smoke detectors.
Yes, that's very important. You have to have that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so try ADT. Go check them out.
Yeah.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yeah, happy
happy Friday.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to our pals.
Yeah, first one I want to do is this week, Ulysses.
Hi, Ulysses.
Normally we save Ulysses till the end, but guess what? He's paid for a shout out for his wonderful wife. He says he wants to give a shout out to his wonderful wife. He says, she's my rock. I could not have accomplished what I've done so far without her. And I have to tell her how wonderfully lucky and proud to have her in my life. I love her very much. Happy birthday, Wendy.
I was just going to say her name is Wendy.
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday, Wendy. That's really sweet. Ulysses, like, we can't love you enough that you have to do that.
Her birthday is actually on Halloween. So if she's listening to this the night it comes out, happy Halloween. Happy Halloween and happy birthday. Otherwise, it's the next day. Hope it was
October 31st. That is my date of birth.
Yeah, and then here's the rest of our shout-outs.
Oh, that's nice. Ishan Vajpayee.
Yay,
Ishan. And Luis Juarez.
Hi, Luis.
Michelle McKibben. Oh, Michelle. Kelly Brandt.
Hi, Tom.
Jacob Crowley. That's my pal.
Yeah.
Leslie Wyckoff. What's up, Leslie? Natasha Foster. Hi, Natasha. Foster beer. It's a good beer. Angie Saldivar. Angie and Gabrielle Fonseca.
Yes. Gabrielle Fonseca. Happy to have you guys along. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Let's tell you.
Les Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Les Mills has literally changed my life.
Oh, my gosh. You guys need to check it out. It's pretty cool what they do.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, this is an exercise program, and sometimes you can get so busy with podcasting.
Yes.
You have a million podcasts, 5 million children.
That's right.
You travel, you know. Sometimes you can't go to the gym all the time.
No. And you can do it right there with your phone.
Exactly.
On demand.
They have over 800 fitness workouts from yoga, dance, cycling, strength training, kids workouts. So I did a kids workout with my kids. So sidebar.
Yeah.
Xander is doing this 100-day challenge at school.
Okay.
And his 100-day, he wants to exercise every day.
Oh, that's nice.
So we busted out the Les Mills.
Wow.
And we did some kids exercise classes.
That's really
cool. And
he
loved it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So it's workout on demand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a 21-day free trial, okay, of their fitness app. So you can continue to work out no matter where you are.
Yeah. Classes are taught by – they have 140,000 certified instructors in 20,000 clubs across 110 – this is a global phenomenon,
wow. You
guys. Yeah. It allows members to do your training on demand wherever you are, and they offer every major genre of group exercise training.
Jeez Louise.
They have martial arts, core conditioning, indoor cycling – I mean, it's amazing. Dance-inspired training. So try them out, you guys. Right now, Les Mills, on demand. You get 21 days free. I think you already told them this, but and access to their fitness app. So don't wait. Go to tryLesMills, LESMILLS.com/FCOL. That's tryLesMills.com/FCOL to get the special offer. One more time, tryLesMills.com/FCOL.
Also, you want to look good while you're working out, right?
Yes.
You want to be comfy, right?
Soft. Right. Yes. You want some softness against your skin.
Mm-hmm. Tommy John. Let's talk about Tommy John for a second. They have the best pair of undies that you'll ever wear, or it's guaranteed free. How could you go wrong with that?
You can't.
No, you can't. Their fabric is just like butter, okay? And they're so confident that they will guarantee that you try your best undershirts or underpants. Tommy John now has the comfort knowledge of creating Tommy John bras and bralettes, which I love. Finally, they have stuff for the women. They're supportive for every size and shape. They're flexible. They're really amazing. I'm obsessed because I have two of them that I love. They're so comfy. And it's nice because you can walk around and not be walking without a bra and not feel like you have a bra on. It's very soft and comfy and flexible, which I love. So if you prefer to shop in stores, you can find them in 12,000 retail locations across the country, including Nordstrom's. Nationwide. So Tommy John, you can get Tommy John. Go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first order. So if you go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL, you'll get 20% off your first order. It's Tommy John.
Boom.
Howard Stern was just talking about them today. I love Howard Stern.
Boom.
Boom. What's up, Kaylin? No more Matt.
Yep. Back to Kaylin.
Back to Kaylin.
What would you dress up as for Halloween?
I have a costume from a movie called The Warriors that
I love that.
Pretty much every year, actually. It's really easy. It's like a little vest, so I can just put that on and technically have a costume on.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But we're dressing her up as a hedgehog.
Oh, how cute.
Stop it.
We love hedgehogs.
You mean you dressed her up as a hedgehog?
Yeah. Well, her grandma's making her the costume right now.
That's so sweet. You can take her trick-or-treating and everything.
Yeah. I carved pumpkins last night.
Look at you, Mr. Family
Man.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Family Man.
I'm making a note. I know it's already after Halloween you're listening to this, but I still have to order Sonny his Halloween mask.
What's he going to be?
Nothing. I don't know. Some mascot lights up. He's like, it's easy. I just put on – he wore one last year. He just puts on some light-up mask and he wears a hoodie and call it a day.
So super no-getter like Sadie.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what Sadie's going as. Damien from Mean Girls, and this is the costume. It's basically a meme. You know it? It's a blue hoodie. It's a blue hoodie. She has the hoodie, sunglasses, and the hoodie's like you pull the string so that it's like just right around the face. And then she's going to carry a sign that says she doesn't even go here.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like loves cutting corners.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Xander's going to be Dwight Schrute from The Office.
Oh, my God. I love him. Oh, my God. I love that.
Xander does the best costumes.
I love that he's going to be Dwight.
Remember last year he was the robot from South Park?
Oh, yeah.
And he made it with the boxes. He's going to be Dwight Schrute from The Office. He's got the glasses. We ordered him a yellowish shirt.
Oh, my God.
He's super specific about, I went to Goodwill and got him a tie that I thought was perfect.
A brown tie.
I wish this was televised so you could see me doing his face. Because he's such a polite kid. He's really sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
But when he doesn't like something, it's like he's having this internal battle of whether to.
He doesn't want to hurt your feelings.
He doesn't want to hurt my feelings, but
he wants to throw up.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So he's like, oh, thanks, Mom. And then he just sort of stares at it. I'm like, okay. So it's the – you don't like it? It's not, I mean, I think it really looks – he's like, I mean, I'll make it work. It's not – and then he sneaks over and tells John. And John's like, well, we'll order you a different tie. I'm like, what are we made of money for the stupid Halloween costume?
I know.
Has to be the right tie.
Right.
I found him a tie at Goodwill. I overpaid $2 for it.
What color tie? Is it brown?
I guess it was a little too fancy.
Oh.
Dwight's ties are very, like, just stripes. And just – this one had a little bit, like, of – but it was – anyway. So he's wearing slacks and a yellow short sleeve dress shirt and the glasses. And he's going to make his hair come down and we're going to make little sideburns. And
I love
he's
that.
He's going to have a – hi, my name's Dwight.
Question. What is it? What is a black – there's a – when he – when What's-His-Face came in dressed as Dwight Schrute.
What bear is the best bear?
Thank you. Question. What bear is the best bear? And he just was like, black bear. That's wrong.
Yeah, Xander wants to get beets to give to people.
Oh, hell yeah. From his garden.
Yeah.
And so, what's Sadie going to be?
I told Damien from Mean Girls with the blue hoodie.
That's Sadie?
And the glasses.
Oh, I thought that was LB.
Oh, no. LB's like, something happened between last year and this year, and LB's like,
no Halloween.
Well, she's planning to to do Halloween, and I think she'll want something last minute, but I don't know. She's going to go to her friend's house and watch movies and hand out candy. Yeah. She's too good for.
Yeah. They're getting there. I know. They're like, they cut corners, is what they do now. They just want to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Call it a day.
But I've always hated Halloween. You and I have talked about this. I'm pretty sure you did too.
I loved Halloween when I got into my 20s.
Oh,
when
okay.
I was younger, not so much because I couldn't be alone. I couldn't. All my friends got to go trick-or-treating. Oh. I had to have my brother, Dave, with schizophrenia, walk behind me 20 feet. That's creepy, right? I mean, like, all my friends got to go trick-or-treating without on their own, and I couldn't. I had to have my brother follow us.
Aww.
Yeah, nobody wanted to go trick-or-treating with me, so I just went with my brother. Or like one of my one friend. Yeah, it sucked.
That's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it when I was a kid. But when I got in my 20s, hell yes, I loved Halloween parties. Oh, my God. Get stoned, go to – like get dressed up. And I remember I showed you that picture when I was dressed as a
– oh, yeah, and the gas station attendant.
Mm-hmm, as a gas station. I would dress like a dude. And like the girls liked me. I'd go in the girls' bathroom. And they'd be like, ooh, you're a hot guy. Yeah, it was fun.
I think what's funny to me is that we've been doing this podcast for like 10 years. And every year we talk about Halloween like it's the first time we've ever talked about Halloween. Like we've never revisited.
But Suzanne is like you. Suzanne hates Halloween.
Hate it. First of all, I don't like when I'm at Disneyland and there's people dressed up as a character because it creeps. I don't like that it could be anyone in there. They could be leering at you. Who the hell knows what's going on?
I know.
Like it could be, you know, a 15-year-old girl or it could be like a 55-year-old pervert man.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't want to interact with you
right.
in a costume.
Right.
Well, I feel the same way at Halloween parties. It's like unless you're – if you're wearing a mask, I'm out.
Yes.
I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah,
like,
I
don't like
I
it.
I
feel like you're putting something over on me.
I know what you mean. Like I don't – and I hate when they follow you around. Like you know, they freak you out. I'm like, who are you? Okay, just take your mask off.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I also don't care for really scary – weirdly, I will listen to true crime, but I don't like – I don't want to go to any sort of haunted houses –
I don't like that either.
I don't like it. I don't like jump scares. I don't think it's thrilling when people jump out of nowhere and scream at me or pretend to chase me. I don't like it.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
So we got the theater now running, up and running, except for there's no screen.
What?
I know. Our guy Ed was there on Friday. He goes, look at the – and first of all, Adam was out of town for like 4 days. And it was – it was like a Friday and Adam was gone and he was like, look at the theater. It's done. And I was like, oh, he goes, listen to the sound. I go, where's the screen? He goes, yeah, I screwed up on that. I got the wrong size. It'll be here next week. I go, Adam's out of town. You're telling me the theater's done. I could be watching a Springsteen concert with Suzanne right now coming tomorrow night on a Saturday night. But no, there's no screen. So then I go, okay, I mean, I'm thankful. Yay, the theater's done. So I leave on a Friday, come back like in the evening at like 8 o'clock. Where's Natalia to Olga? She's watching a movie in the theater with her friends. I go, there's no screen. I go down there. She's got a big white sheet up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's very smart, though. I mean, when she wants something, she's got, like, movie night going. They're watching Mean Girls
on
a big white sheet, like, watching it on a big screen television. Yeah, it was fine. Worked perfect. So last night, Sonny and I, on a Sunday evening, he was like, Mom, let's watch a movie in the theater. Finally, we get the theater. Okay, what do you want to watch? I want to watch something scary. So we watched Shutter Island. That's a good one. Have you seen that?
Yep, I've seen it.
It's really good. It's Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio. But it's good because it's got a story and it's creepy. It's not like, you know, Halloween and shit.
Right.
It's a really good movie. Like, it's got twists and you're like, you think it's going to go this way and it goes that way. It was really good. I loved it. So, yeah.
My kids don't like anything scary.
They don't?
None of them.
We watched Shutter Island, and then he wanted to watch another scary movie, so we're trying to – he goes, let's just take a break. So he's on the phone, and I'm trying to find – I'm on iTunes looking at, and then I see this college admission scandal on Lifetime, and I was like, ooh. And he's on the phone, and I go, okay, so we're taking a break. I'm going to just see what this is all about. And we watched it. He goes, yeah, let's watch this. I go, you know about that? He goes, yeah, with Becky from Real House – with Full House. I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, let's watch it. So we watched it.
Was it good?
Lifetime. It's a Lifetime movie.
I used to live for Lifetime movies.
I know. You know, it ruined the podcast that we listened to about the – I think that kind of – I already knew what was coming kind of.
Yeah, the something – oh, my God. Gangster capitalism.
Right.
That was a great podcast.
Yes, that was great. And so – you know, so I kind of, I mean, obviously
they should
we
make
all
more
the,
episodes since now more has happened.
I know. I wish
how
they would.
How do you feel about, you know, how this is going down?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
I wish she would get more time. I know she got out now. What's her name? Felicity?
Felicity Huffman.
I wish she would have more time. It's not enough.
Mm. Yeah.
1 week or whatever. That's like. Give me a break. And basically where she went, it's like it's camp, you know?
Yeah. People – I saw some comments about her like that she looked so terrible because she was wearing glasses and like a baseball cap
good.
And like a jumpsuit.
I don't like
but
her.
I was like, well, what? How's she supposed to look?
I know.
Well, she's
I know.
What do you want Oscars. What, is she supposed to be in a gown? Is she supposed to put on makeup
right.
In case someone takes her picture?
I know.
She's like working out in a field.
Yeah,
leave her alone.
How do you want her to look?
Yeah.
I just don't like her. I can't. I didn't. I were when I worked at ABC. I told you she was a biatch to everybody. Mm-mm. So
yeah, I think that the bigger punishment is not that little bit of jail time. It's that her reputation.
Yeah,
I mean, she
totally.
Can't walk down the street anymore. That's what people now know her for.
Right. Absolutely.
It's going to take a long time to repair.
Well, but now all the networks want to do an interview with her. And so, like Robin was on Howard was talking about, and she's like, so now it's done. Like, so she's. Out, she did her time, and now she's going to do an interview, and then I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about that because it's not like – she's not going to get probably paid for – even if she does get paid for it, I don't
right.
care. It's an interview for a terrible reason.
Right.
Like you're not being interviewed because your latest film was a big hit.
Right.
You're being interviewed because you broke the law because you're an elitist.
Yes.
That thought that you could buy your kid into the system. And by the way By the way, Lori Loughlin, though,
Becky.
I'll take what's her Felicity
mm-hmm.
saying I'm sorry and I was wrong anytime over frickin' Lori Loughlin.
I know.
With you know what?
I
she's
agree.
No better than her stupid, pretentious daughters
mm-hmm.
that you know I can't stand.
I know.
That didn't
want
to go to college in the first place. Your daughters didn't even want to go to fucking college. They're only going because they think it's going to increase their
mm-hmm.
Instagram followers
because right.
they're going to show you products in their fucking dorm room.
Right.
Why are you bothering? And at least. Felicity Huffman only spent like 30 grand. Lori Loughlin
yeah.
should be feeling like an asshole. She spent like $500,000 to get her kids into school that didn't want to go to college.
I know.
Adam would have a field day with her.
Oh.
But also, she's still claiming not guilty. And now they're adding charges. And apparently, I read somewhere that it was an attempt because
right.
she refused to plea bargain.
Yes.
So now
they're like
adding charges so that she will plea bargain, but giving
yeah.
her like another chance to plea bargain.
Right.
Which
they're doing it to her and a bunch of parents that are still
right.
holding out, that are still pleading not
but
guilty.
But why are you claiming not guilty? You're on video. They have recordings of you doing
mm-hmm.
it. You and your stupid Mossimo husband. By the way, I hope I can still buy Mossimo products in Target. Like, why do we all have to get hurt? I want to buy a $25 bathing suit. Hey, they're passing on the savings to us. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is I wish if she had been a little less smug about it, I might feel better for – I might feel not better for her, worse for her.
I agree. I was going to say the exact same thing. Felicity Huffman, she – it's done. What's done with – she said, I'm sorry, which I like. She apologized. She admitted she did something wrong. Okay. What's her face? Becky.
Yeah.
She's an idiot. I know. Like, she's going to just drag this thing out, and then she's going to go to jail. She's going to go to prison for years, I hope.
And the idea that she's pleading not guilty, whatever her reasons are and whatever her legal, like, machinations are, doesn't really matter because the appearance is that she doesn't feel like she did it. She should not be getting in trouble for this.
Oh, I know.
And that is really gross to the rest of us.
Oh, it's so gross. You should watch that Lifetime movie.
Who don't have the money to try to bribe our kids into college.
Didn't some of the kids know? Because in the Lifetime movie, they did it all differently. And, you know, instead of on the row team being a coxman, they had the girl doing the soccer. And they had her in front of a blue screen kicking a ball, like pretending that she's on the soccer field in front of a blue, like a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Did they really do that? Did some
they
of the
did
kids-
the rowing. It was the row. It was the rowing. The crew.
The crew.
Yes,
the
they had them doing rowing crew and took pictures and pretended it was.
They were. Oh, they weren't. They,
I think
they
that
were
was Felicity Huffman's kid.
They were on the rowing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I read the transcripts. Because, by the way, you can read all of it online. It's 270 pages of every.
Is it available on Audible?
I know. Somebody. Why doesn't somebody do that? That's what I was thinking.
I know the Bob Mueller report was available on audio.
Somebody.
Not that I listened to it, but why don't you have stuff like that? Like,
they
give
should.
Me the transcripts.
Right. Somebody needs to read the transcripts.
I would listen to the shit out of that.
So would I. I was thinking that last night. Because after I watched the movie, I went online. I wanted to find the transcripts of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
I think it's gross. I don't like seeing Lori Loughlin on TV. And plus the fact that I can't look at her without thinking of her stupid Olivia Jade daughter.
I can't
with that video going,
daughters.
Oh, my God, with her vocal fry. Hi, everybody. I know you all know that I don't really care about college.
Ugh.
And then her after video was like, yeah, I know a lot of people saw my video knowing that I don't really care about college. And, like, that was really ignorant. And, like, I've totally changed my mind on that. And, like,
yeah, you
I don't
want to
just party all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love that all her sponsors and all her advertising just went down the tubes, like Sephora, Maybelline, I don't know, whoever was, you know, throwing mm-hmm. money at her. I'm so happy that it's done.
The ones I do feel really bad for are the kids that didn't know.
Yes.
What a horrible thing to find out that your parents just didn't believe you had it in you to get into college.
Oh, it's horrible.
Or that your parents felt like whatever college you could really get into on your own merits wouldn't be good enough.
Right. There was a few. Well, in the Lifetime movie, there was.
What?
But no, there was a few that the kids did not know. And the parents were worried. Because they were worried about, okay, so we're going to say that they're a soccer star. Okay. Then they go to college, and then are they going to be put on the soccer team?
Right,
like,
right.
How does that work?
Yeah.
And some of the parents
no,
asked
because
that.
The – right. I remember that. I remember mm-hmm. that about the actual story. But no, because the athletic director people from the colleges were mm-hmm. in on it. So I remember in some of the stories, they were like, no, don't, the parents would ask that and they'd be like, no, don't worry.
Right.
They're not going to actually be on the team.
But then some, well, then.
I think they had to like maybe come out for like a practice.
Yes. And then in the movie, in the Lifetime movie, there was the high school counselor that said, your papers came back for the application and it said you're on a soccer team. When did you play soccer? And she's like, during the summer, I was on the soccer team in France. When my parents, we went to France and I was on the, you know, it's like,
yeah.
And the counselor
I think that's,
was like,
isn't that how they got caught?
You know, I need to go back and watch. I don't know how they got, yeah, I think so. And then the feds were like, what?
They caught the guy, Bill Singer, that was doing it. And Bill Singer turned on all the parents because he was basically,
he had to call.
It should have been in reverse.
Right.
So if Felicity Huffman, if celebrities hadn't been involved, then Bill Singer would have been the bigger fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the story was that Bill Singer got caught and he was like, really? Well, you don't want me.
You want the 50 other parents.
You
right.
want these people right. that everybody thinks are like amazing people, yeah. they're celebrities, I'm going to give you them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it's weird because obviously, like, let's say this is a drug thing.
Right.
You'd you want the drug supplier, right. not the people that were buying drugs.
Right, right, right. And so they caught, and so he had to call the parents with them sitting next to the Fed sitting next to him.
Right.
And say, I'm being audited by the IRS.
Yeah.
So we get our story and we're on the same page.
Right.
You know, and I, by the way, if I got that phone call and I heard that you were getting, and that I paid you, and I would be like, whoa, what? And all the parents were just like, because I was reading the transcript, all the parents were like, yeah, uh-huh, okay. Like, maybe one was like, well, you're scaring me. Like, I would be like, really? You're being audited and they're questioning me about, so he had to get them on tape saying,
right,
let's get on the same page. So
yeah.
you, instead of paying for, you know,
the SATs.
Right.
Oh, and it was so obvious some of the times where he'd be like, so you know how you paid me to have someone take your daughter's yes, SATs exactly. for her? Remember that?
Right.
Remember how that money was earmarked
yeah.
for a proxy to take it?
Right.
Yeah. So we're not going to say that.
Right.
We're going to say this was a charitable donation. And they'd be like,
privileged
kids. Yeah, I know. Yeah. yeah, that's what we're saying.
Right. And in the Lifetime movie, one of the moms was like, yeah, I'm not a moron. And that's another thing I wanted to go look. And somebody did say that. Somebody said, I'm not an idiot.
That's perfect.
I know.
It's like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like I would be suspicious.
Yeah.
I feel like I've listened to enough true crime podcasts mm-hmm. that as soon as they started being that specific in the phone call, I'd be like, what's happening?
One parent said, I don't think we should be talking about this on the phone. So they had him go to their house.
They wired him.
And he went to their house and he had to get them like talking about it in their living room, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Now, so is that guy going to jail?
Yeah, I mean.
Or did he get no jail time for turning
you
in
mean
all these
Singer?
People? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's in jail.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. For
it's
sure.
Amazing.
I know.
These people.
I know.
These
it's
assholes.
Really interesting story.
You know what you don't get when you're in jail?
Hmm.
You sleep on a bed that's not that comfortable.
You definitely don't get Brooke Lennon.
No.
I've been waiting for Brooke Lennon. I love Brooke Lennon so much that so Daniel Kellison had their baby.
Uh-huh.
And I sent them Brooke Little's crib sheets.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I did. Because they're really cute.
They have a lot of good stuff there.
And I got towels from Brooke Lennon. Yes.
Oh, are they nice?
They're super. You can tell the difference, by the way, when you're in the towel. I'm in there and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I know which one is Brooke Lennon. They're nice. They're beautiful, nice, thick, awesome towels.
Yeah. Well, my sheets, I know we talk about every time we do the commercial, I have to tell you that I love that they're just so easy to put on the bed.
They're so easy.
They're deep.
Oh, and I don't know if this has it in here, but they have their limited time. That's how they got me. So I get their emails all the time, and mm-hmm. I just always have to look. They got this material, cashmere. It's cashmere, but it's not it's cashmere. Is it in
okay.
here? It is unbelievably soft, and it's not an arm and a leg. It's totally affordable, and it's unbelievably soft. I bought it for our bed, and then I had to buy it for the kids' beds.
Mm.
It's so nice. Brooke Lennon is the best. I love Brooke Lennon.
I just like that, you know, it doesn't take an hour to put it on the mattress.
Yes.
You're not, like, fighting with it and running from one side to the other, and then that corner falls off. It's like, thank you, Brooke Lennon, for giving us a little bit extra material. Like, what – these other companies –
yeah,
what, you're saving like a
stingy.
Little bit of material, and but making me like feel like I'm wrestling an alligator
right.
to put the sheets
cough
on the bed.
Cough up an extra 2 inches.
So thank you, Brooke Lennon. They're the most comfortable sheets, and right now you can get 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. They're so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use the promo code FCOL at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code FCOL. Best sheets ever. And they do stick by that warranty because, remember, Julie
yeah.
had to return stuff and they were like, ah, just keep the pillowcases.
Right.
We'll send you out new ones.
That's right.
Cool.
Right.
Also, yoursuper.com.
Well, not you, Kaylin. This is the product that's
it's
called
not
Your Super.
You are either. So
that's right.
They're not complimenting us. They're
right.
saying this is for us.
Right.
You're super.
You're super. YourSuper.com.
Yeah, the reality is that 9 out of 10 people don't eat enough fruits and veggies.
Right.
That includes me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't get the proper nutrition, you increase your risk for chronic illnesses such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, even the big C.
Mm.
So Michael and Crystal, the founders of Your Super, discovered firsthand how important nutrition is to health. These guys are athletes.
Yes.
And they wanted to come up with a way that you can add stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right. To your drinks, to your coffee, to
exactly.
your breakfast.
Exactly.
Superfood.
Yeah. They have a super green mix
mm-hmm.
that I have been using because
it's delicious.
You know why? As moms, we can't afford to get sick.
I know.
And the super green mix helps keep your immune system strong.
Yeah.
And if you've noticed, since I started using it,
energy,
no lung infections.
Oh, I noticed that I have more energy when I got my proper fruits and veggies.
Me too. And John, I turned John onto it. He loves it.
Yes.
And he's ready to order more.
That's right. They have the Power Matcha mix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John loves it.
Yeah, it's good. And it also doesn't give you that sugary crash or that caffeine jitters, which some of these things do, which they don't. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. So get the cleanest superfood and plant protein mixes at YourSuper.com. That's Y-O-U-R Super.com. Get 15% off your order when you use the code, wait for it, FCOL. Go to YourSuper.com and don't forget to get 15% off with the code FCOL at checkout.
Your super, Stephanie.
Thank you. So I was going to tell you
yeah,
a little bit of good news.
Yes.
So Sadie's been playing basketball.
Yeah.
I believe maybe we'd had one game since our last show.
Maybe.
Maybe because now she's had 3 games.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
So the first game.
Yeah.
Okay. So she came home and told us, I'm not the point guard.
Okay.
So this is very similar to when Elby played,
mm-hmm.
and Elby was the best one on the team.
Right.
So it gave her this super confidence because she's not.
Right.
In any even rec league, she's not going to be the best one on the team.
Right.
But
right,
at
right.
school, she
yes.
was.
Yeah.
So, and remember I told you that one of my reasons for sending my kids to this middle school is because they had sports, and
yes.
I was really hoping that the kids would play basketball.
Right.
Well, Sadie has been doing so great in school, first of all.
Ah, I love that.
I know. We talked about that. I told you, read you that letter that I mm-hmm. email I got from the teacher.
Yeah.
She's very invested in, like, her grades and, like, doing her
Isn't
best
that
work.
Crazy?
She's
Isn't that crazy?
Waiting
Middle
to
school?
Get – yes. She's like, I just don't know why I haven't gotten back my essay yet. I really want to see what grade I got. I worked so hard on it.
Right.
I'm like, who are you?
I know.
Like a pod person
you think
took over your
it's
body.
It's because, like, her friends are
– No. Because mm-hmm. I don't think her friends are go-getters when it comes to school.
Huh.
I think she just got some – her right. motor started running.
Mm-hmm.
And now, first of all, she's really into playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every single night she tries to get John to play basketball with her.
Ah, that's awesome.
Now, as opposed to Elby, who – this is Elby's personality.
Mm-hmm.
You want to play basketball? Sure, yeah, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, you have a game tonight. Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, you have a practice today. Okay, cool. Do you ever want to play in the driveway? No, thanks.
I know.
Oh, there's a play happening at your school. You want to be in the play? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Elby's just likes everything,
right.
but doesn't like any specific thing a
Too
lot.
Right, right, right. right.
Whereas
right.
Sadie doesn't like a lot of stuff. But now she's getting a little charge out of playing basketball.
Right.
Now she wants to play basketball all the time. She wants to work hard. She wants to practice. She wants to go shoot in the driveway.
Sports is good for kids. I'm telling you.
So good.
It gives them that
so,
confidence.
So Sadie, who you might recall a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
was on that team, the
yes.
Balboa team,
mm-hmm.
and the coach was a dick.
Right.
And remember, to the point that John had to go like have a word with him and
yeah.
be like, listen, like – not only are you hardly playing – he wasn't even playing her in the practice.
Right.
He'd be like, you sit and watch them practice. We'll show you the plays.
Yeah.
It's like – it's a rec team.
Right.
You're not the NBA.
I know.
Calm down.
I hate
Reel
that.
It in.
I hate that.
And then when they would play the games, this coach was all about his own daughter who was on
mm-hmm.
the team because
mm-hmm.
that's why they volunteer.
Ugh.
And then only wanted to play his daughter
Ugh.
With this other girl. So all the plays were just between these two girls.
I've had so many coaches like that.
And it would be like, Sadie, you go – when you're in, I don't know. Go stand somewhere. It doesn't really
so
matter. You're never
going
to get the ball.
Because isn't it like so – like it's so obvious. And if you were the – like Jensen's father was the coach a few times and he was the opposite. He didn't want any of the parents to think he was putting any extra – attention to his son.
Right.
It was the opposite. Be like, hey, he was harder on Jensen.
Right.
You know, it's just so weird to me. It was
so bad, and it really turned Sadie off of basketball, and she didn't play anymore.
Right.
That was the last time she played organized. That was a couple years ago, and she was like, not into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I would say, well, you could play Balboa, she'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
But I told her, but, you know, school, she kind of knew there weren't going to be a lot of kids that were basketball players at our school. So So she goes to a few practices. They start this new coach. The new coach makes another girl the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't freak out, but she came home. She was like, I'm not the point guard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the wing. So I said, I know you can relate to this, mm-hmm. but I was like, you know what? It's fine because the point guard, the girl who's playing the point guard, who's playing point, is not that good or experienced. So they actually need you to shoot. So the point guard need – probably this coach needs somebody to actually handle the ball. So she's going to take it out, and then she's going to pass it to you, and then you're going to score.
Yes.
So the first game, that is kind of what happened.
Okay.
Sadie doesn't have the best shot, but she did score a little bit. And anyway, it was a little bit of the bad news bears.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Second game, though, the coach apparently at the practice that was in between was like, okay, enough of that. Sadie, your point guard.
I knew it.
So Sadie's point guard.
There's never one kid that's always going to be the point guard.
Well, now Sadie is the point guard because I think the coach didn't really know what she was dealing with.
Right.
And then she saw. So anyway, so this is the good news. So the coach was like, Sadie, you're a point guard. And Sadie didn't even – she wasn't even – because she's not Elby. She didn't come home and go, guess what? I'm point guard.
Yeah, yeah.
She buried the lead. Time went by and then she was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you I'm point guard. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
So we go to the next game. She killed it. Like,
ah.
She was like a boss bitch. She was like calling shots. She was, you know, Donzo, get open. Go over there. I'm passing you the ball. And then she would pass. And then she scored. Our team was so, oh my God. Second, anybody who's from LA will relate to this, but we were playing Buckley.
Private school. Yeesh.
Total elite.
Yeah.
This is like celebrity kids.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a very expensive, elite private school.
Yeah.
And we get there. It was like out of a movie.
So you're at Buckley.
It's at Buckley. We all get there. There's like 80 million security guards.
What the hell?
You go in the parking lot and it's just a sea of BMWs. And then me with my Prius.
Yeah.
You know, it's just super nice cars. Everybody, and like nothing against nice cars, but you're like, it's nice cars at Buckley.
At Buckley.
These people care about wealth.
Yeah.
We go in and, honestly, our kids, because our kids are kind of a poor school, the whole point of our school is that it's socioeconomic differences.
So we got a lot
of poor kids. On purpose.
Right.
But it's just funny because we gave one of them a ride and the girls are like, wow, look at this school. Well, I mean, ours is basically a school is like in a parking lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're like,
air conditioning.
Green campus. And then we get in the gym and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the team, it's like a movie.
They're
all
the bottom
nice.
Of their shoes.
They're all with their ponytails, their perfect ponytails.
Yeah.
The coach is like out of like Glee, where she's like looks a little hardcore PE teacher, but she's wearing like a suit.
Election. Like what's her name?
Yes, like Tracy.
Flick.
Yeah. So she's very like, all right. So anyway, I go up to her and I was like, all right, just FYI. Meanwhile, we have three girls.
What do you mean?
Because we
– on the team?
People weren't showing up. No, because we don't even – there's such a language barrier with the girls on our basketball team that we don't know – like we don't know if people are showing up.
Oh, so when you get there –
There were only three of us. There was Sadie, the girl we drove with Sadie, and then there was another Sadie's friend.
Right.
Well, we have like seven kids on the team, but we literally didn't know if the other ones would be showing up.
Oh, no.
We ended up having five.
Okay.
So I go to the other coach and I was like, hey, just to let you know, this is going to be a shit show. Like some of our girls have
only – You said
only,
that to the other coach?
Yeah, to the other coach because we didn't even know if we were going to have a game.
Right.
I was like, listen, these girls have only had a few practices together. Yeah. They're, some of them have never even held a basketball before. they offered basketball, and some of these girls were like, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at the other team, and they're like, yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, boy. She was really nice, but she's like, that sucks because this is like a Division I. You're basically – if you have – this is how it works in the middle school sports.
Right.
I don't know if it works this way at your school.
Probably.
If you only have one team, you have to always be matched up. If another school has more than one team, you have to play their strongest team.
I see.
And the reason it works that way, as you can imagine, is because they don't want schools that have one – let's say that you have one sixth grade team. They don't want that coach going like, oh, yeah, we're not that good.
Right.
And then you go in and you get matched up to lesser teams and you just beat everybody and then you win the championship and it's not fair.
Right.
So the rule is if you only have one team competing in the sixth grade, you have to play the strongest sixth grade team.
Right.
So she's like – This is not going to be a good day for you guys. Because you're playing our strongest team.
It had to be
over
there, too. It couldn't have been at your school.
But you know what? We did well. I mean,
see, but it's also
it
good,
was like,
though.
We
that's
scored
good
like
for
15
them.
Points. It wasn't a blowout. They didn't turn off the scoreboard like they did our first game.
No, but
Sadie felt so good about her. She played really hard. She scored a bunch.
Yeah.
She got a free throw, like
that's
her first
awesome.
Ever free throw.
Wow. So she got fouled.
She got fouled and she made a free throw, which if you remember me telling you about Sadie, like she's not strong.
Yeah.
So
but
this
she's
was
getting
hard for
it,
her.
She's her muscles, I mean, she's getting there.
Yes, because she's practicing a lot. I was so proud.
I know.
And we were yelling so much stuff. We were being so funny. At one point, John yelled something about being butt checked or something. And Sadie looked at him from the and was like, what? Yeah. And I was like, sorry, guys. Sorry, Buckley. We're not bringing our Division I humor today.
Was there a lot of people from your team, like the other parents?
Oh, no, no, no.
No. So there was like six of you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
One, two, three, four. Yeah. I would say there were six of us, and then there's a bunch of Buckley people. It was funny, though.
But that's good, though. That is really good for it. It's very good for your team because they need to play. They need to have that, like, competition. They need to feel a little, you know, like, you know, that's the only way to get good is to just get thrown in there.
Then we played – the next night we played a Jewish private school.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was going to go a lot better because I'm like, you know, Jews, those are my people. We're soft.
Right.
Like they're not a ton of us are like like super competitive athletes.
Yeah.
You know?
Sports is not their thing.
We'll do your taxes.
Right.
But I'm that's ridiculous. I'm stereotyping. Yeah. But I didn't see it coming that all these girls were going to be – they were really – another really good team. Sadie's like, when are we playing the bad team?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, well, today we're playing a Christian team.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I don't know. Now I can't make any kind of predictions.
Yeah, you never know.
Based on religion or race or anything.
You don't know. You just don't know.
No.
No.
Basically, I know we're going to lose all of our games, but they're having fun.
They're having fun. And that's, like I said, they need that challenge. I think it's good for them. What does their coach say?
She's so nice. Oh, my God. This coach is like Coach Anisha. Shout out Coach Anisha if you're listening. She's just like – she doesn't get annoyed. She's like, you guys are doing – I'm so proud of you guys. You guys are doing so good.
Right.
She told me – she's like, I got to tell you. She goes, Sadie is bar none, hands down, the best ball hand. She's my best player. She's point guard from now on.
I'm telling you, that does a lot for
her
kid.
Self-esteem.
Yes, I'm telling you. It does a lot for her self-esteem.
She needed that.
Yes, she did.
Xander's got his stuff he's really good at.
Right.
LB's good at everything. And Sadie is always like the one falling through the cracks.
Right.
Of like, and now she's getting all this attention for and scoring and like
– being the point guard.
I'm so happy for her.
I know. I am too. It's an awesome feeling. It's an awesome feeling to see your kid thrive like that, you know?
And
it's just for them as they grow too, it is just so important for, I think, for sports. And also, like, it does have this camaraderie thing too, you know? I mean, if she stays with that team, they get better, they get stronger, they grow.
Well, they only have a few more games. You know, these middle school seasons.
Yeah, they go quick.
They have seven games.
But next year, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
All the, you know?
Oh, and then I said, she was like, I want to play volleyball.
There you go.
I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Soccer?
I'm telling
so
you,
then
volleyball.
Then I was like, well, do you want to try soccer too? She's like, sure, why not?
You should try everything.
That's because this school, like, everybody's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, no, but it's so good
right.
because you have very little to lose.
Yeah. See, I think you picked the right school there.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I think it's real. I do like, mm-hmm. and they get some exercise.
Yeah, for sure.
Because God knows I feed my kids sugary snacks.
Now, does LB go to her and Xander go to her games and stuff?
Xander, yes. Yes.
That's LB
good went
too.
To her first game. Xander was at her first and her second game.
Yeah.
And I think he's going today.
That's good when their siblings are there to mm-hmm. root them on. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes them feel good. Really good. I mean, for twins, at least I see it.
So
you know?
Sonny's trying out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to make the team. I mean, his eighth grade team, these boys, they're on fire. He's just, you know, we had our tournaments over the weekend and he did well. I talked to his coach. His coach says Sonny has the skills. He has everything there. He doesn't trust himself. He just doesn't. And I see it. He doesn't. He's timid a little when he starts to play.
That's LB.
Because the boys play and they play hard and mm-hmm. they, you know, and they're very competitive. And he's in the grade that he's in has always – those boys since fourth grade have always been great at basketball. There's a bunch of – you know, it would be different if he was in the grade above him right now or those boys that are in sixth grade right now below him. It would be a little different because they're not – you know, but he's – in a grade where there's probably, I would say, close to 20 great players in that grade.
And they're only going to make one team?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Why don't they have two teams?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it because for the – yeah, because some of these schools that have like several sixth grade teams and then several seventh and eighth grade teams.
Yeah.
Is there a separate eighth grade team?
No. There's just the one eighth grade.
Okay, so they have a seventh grade team too?
Yeah.
I know your school is only seventh and eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a seventh grade team and an eighth grade
right.
team.
Right. Okay. That's it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So our school has sixth grade team separate, and then they have JV and varsity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mixing.
And
up.
They have a boys, they have girls and the boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How are the boys?
Their season is next season.
Oh, they, right. Okay.
Xander's going to do it. But he says, which I know is true, that the basketball boys at mm-hmm. his school they're all ball hogs. They're all like cocky.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonny's friends.
Girls never think they're that good.
Right.
And the boys all think they're amazing.
I know. The boys in Sonny's grade, I'm very thankful that they're all sweet. They're all a lot like Sonny. They're very sweet boys. They're encouraging to each other. They never, because also, you know, they have that coach from on the outside. They have the, you know, the elite team that he's on.
Right.
And that coach does not put up with any kind of chit talking at all. If he finds out, you get suspended and stuff like that. I mean, he comes down hard. So he encourages them. So anyway, but that it does nothing. It's really just that Sonny doesn't trust his instincts. He just doesn't. He just doesn't. And I said, well, what do you do? And he goes, we encourage him. He does great at the practices when we have scrimmage and stuff. He does awesome.
That's LB.
And I'm not there. I don't see it, you know, because
yeah.
I'm not that one weirdo mom that goes to the practices.
I know.
Who are these people? There's one where the mother and the father are there. It's the only child and both parents there.
I know.
And by the way, both the dad is a dick. Turns out.
Sub!
Yeah. He's one of those. And he's also the tennis coach.
Oh, God.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Whatever. Mm, you know. So anyways, the point is he just doesn't – he's great at the practices. He has – you know, as the coach says, he has great basketball IQ and definitely has the handling skills. He's got everything he needs. He does great at the practice. He just – when there's a game and there's the tournament, he gets the ball and he passes it right away.
Yeah.
He doesn't trust himself.
Yeah. That's LB too. She doesn't drive that often.
When the one time
good.
He does, it's when he once in a while he will drive and he'll score. And when he does that, his coaches go nuts. His coach is like, "Joy, Sonny." But I don't know. Sonny's been getting up every morning before I get up, and he gets up and he turns the alarm off. I don't know how I feel about this. He jogs up. There's a he takes this trail and he goes all the way up to the top. He takes a picture of the sunset, of the sun coming up, and then he comes back. He's been doing this every morning.
Why?
Not on Saturdays and Sundays, but because he wants to. He likes to. He loves it. He jogs. He comes back. His face is all red.
I thought Natalia's the one that's the up Go and back. At it.
She likes her sleep. She like her mama that way. She ain't going to get up before she has to. But she does. I mean, she is up and at it. She gets to school early. Sonny's different. He wants to exercise. He's doing it because he likes – I don't know. He likes sports. He's an athlete, and he likes to move. And he comes back, and his face is bright red, and he's, like, sweaty. And it's funny because this morning I was like, what do you want for breakfast? Because I text him, and I go, okay, you know, I'll see you when you get back. What do you want for breakfast? Do you want cereal? Because I thought Adam was going to be sleeping because mm-hmm. he just got back from his trip. There's right. no way he's getting up early. He doesn't have a show until, like, 1 o'clock today.
Right.
So – I was like, yeah, we have Raisin Bran. I was like, you want some? And he's like, yeah. And then, what? And then I go into the kitchen. There's Adam making his coffee. Like, I leave for a second.
Raisin Bran is not even sugar cereal.
I know.
Does Adam consider Raisin Bran sugary cereal?
Yes, because it's all crap.
It doesn't have sugar. It's just raisins and freaking bran. It's not even good.
It's better than Frosted Flakes, but he'd rather see – if Sonny's going to be doing all that, he'd rather him come home and have avocado toast like I'm making for Natalia. And which I had to make for him as he walked through the door. I go, I got your avocado toast. He's like
– Like we planned?
Uh-huh.
Like was always
right.
on the menu?
Right. And he's like, I'll just have some macadamia nuts. And that's what he did.
Aww.
He had a little cup of – he had like six of them. He really doesn't like to eat that much in the morning though. He just doesn't.
Yeah, I hear you.
But look, if he's going to be running and, you know, jogging up the trails, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, he's alone on the trails early in the morning. It's a horse trail. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Tell him to bring some mace.
I know. I do have it. I should give it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, even just animals and stuff. There's coyotes. There's bears.
So tell him it's for that.
Yeah. All right.
All right, guys.
All right.
Listen, you're all awesome.
We love you.
As I said, I'm going to keep for one more week.
Mm-hmm.
Any $5 subscriber gets a refrigerator magnet. Today, this week on Patreon, the people who subscribe already listened. Lynette gave us an update on Double M.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave an update on somebody I argued with on Facebook. It's kind of funny.
Oh, my God. Is it funny?
And, yeah. Oh, also. Yes.
Let's thank our sponsors. Mm-hmm. YourSuper.com. You enter FCOL. BrookLinen.com. Enter FCOL. ADT Home Security. TryLessMills.com/FCOL. And TommyJohn.com/FCOL.
Yeah, and if you're a $10 subscriber on Patreon, you get a t-shirt. And if you're a $25 subscriber, you get a shout out. And if you are a $50 subscriber, you get a shout out for your biz NOS. Like Sylvia Berlin, she's with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. They serve Orange County. You can email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com. Give a listener your business. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
CADRE 01988601. Also, Sarah Kelsey with Northwest DNA. They do paternity and relationship testing, including a non-invasive prenatal paternity test.
Ooh.
They're in Seattle, but they can do appointments all over the country. Go to nwdnatesting.com. And last but not least, Amanda Crittenden. You are doing a shout out for Ronald McDonald House because
I love that.
Yeah, Christy B is still there.
Yeah.
At the Ronald McDonald House. We're waiting for an update from her.
Hi, Christy. We're thinking about you.
Cutie son getting radiation right now. So go to support.rmhc.org and throw them a little cash.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Thank you, Kaylin.
All right.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.